T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry Richard and John Shumway.
This is KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. Good morning and thanks for joining us this morning.
And every week at this time, we introduce you to another medical professional from Allegheny Health Network, Health for All.
And this particular topic, it jumps off the page as far as headlines. I mean, think about some of these names. Protonix, Prevacid, Nexium, Prilosec. These are all names that you see on your television advertised all the time as common medications to battle heartburn, and literally millions of Americans, and many in our area no doubt, take them for some relief.
And joining us from Allegheny Health Network is Dr. Blair Job. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Doc, all of these drugs that help so many people with their heartburn, if you will, contain, what is it called, PPIs, is that right?
Yeah, it's a proton pump inhibitor, which basically shuts down acid production in the stomach, which the stomach really likes. It likes having a pH of 1, which is hydrochloric acid, and that helps protect us from ingested bacteria. It helps us absorb vitamins and minerals. So when you take these drugs, the package insert says don't take for more than 14 days. But in our practice, we see patients who have been on these drugs for 30 years, 25 years.
How pervasive is general heartburn? Let's start there.
Yeah, 20% of America experiences at least a symptom of heartburn once a week that requires medication. So it's incredibly prevalent in our society. And the reasons for that aren't entirely understood.
And then there's acid reflux, where you actually get juices, if you will, coming back up into the throat.
Exactly. We call that regurgitation. So the three main symptoms related to gastroesophageal reflux disease are heartburn, which is a burning underneath the sternum or the breastbone that is ascending. Regurgitation of fluid, and difficulty swallowing.
All right.
So those are the three main ones.
So let's get to the crux of this, because, honestly, this is personal for me because my wife takes these things. She's on a prescription for Nexium, and it really concerns me when I see the headline and the lines that say taking the PPIs raises the chance of dying from all causes by up to 50%.
Yeah, I think it was 25% in the study. The reasons for the cause of death weren't looked at, and this was done in the U.S. Veterans database. So this study really looked at versus patients who were off PPIs or never took them versus those on. They found an increase in the risk of death. So I think it's important for us to, take it with a pinch of salt, because we don't necessarily know that PPIs were the direct cause of death, since they didn't look at causality of it. But what we do know is that we're seeing more and more, and this is very prominent in the lay press, we're seeing more and more long-term complications related to long-term use. And now that they're available over the counter, there's a lot of people who are self-medicating using these drugs. And I don't agree with them being available over the counter. I think it's a travesty. But this is a, $9 billion a year industry. And the lobby in Washington is incredibly strong. And that is how this has all come about.
Well, they seem rather inert. If they work, people are happy that they do, and they might not experience any other side effects, just the fact that their heartburn is relieved, so they're relieved. But longer term, is there something that you can do if somebody has these kinds of chronic symptoms?
Yeah, that's a great question. The unfortunately, once you develop a true gastroesophageal reflux disease, not only does it not go away, but it tends to be progressive. So patients can develop asthma, or they can develop, throat problems, chronic cough, as it progresses. So the two options that patients have really are, one, to stay on medication. So once you're on medication, it's really, really hard to get off. And then number two is a surgical intervention. And now we have several arrows in our quiver that we can use to treat patients with gastroesophageal reflux disease. One of which is called a fundoplication, where we wrap the end of the esophagus with the top part of the stomach to create a new valve. There's something called the Lynx procedure, which is a series of magnetic beads, almost like a bracelet, which is put around the junction of the esophagus and stomach that prevents reflux. And the newest kid on the block is a stimulator, which is implanted in the abdominal wall of the patient and has leads that go into the junction of the esophagus and stomach that cause the sphincter, which is a specialized muscle, to prevent reflux disease. And that's part of an FDA trial that we're doing.
All part of number two. But number one, you said stay on the medications. Are you talking about stay on the same medications we started this conversation about in the first place, the PPIs?
Exactly, exactly. So most people go through a progression. They start with Tums, and then they go to something called Zantac, which is the little brother of proton pump inhibitors. And then they end up on proton pump inhibitors. And 40% of people who take these drugs are dissatisfied on them.
Right.
You know, they're waking up at night, or they're sleeping in the upright position. It really, until you have this disease, you don't realize the impact on the quality of life that it has.
Yeah, and some people homeopathically have suggested, like, apple cider vinegar, you know, all kind of different natural remedies which people could explore.
Yeah. Like aloe vera, apple cider vinegar, there's a whole host of things. Typically, once you have gastroesophageal reflux disease, it's really a barrier problem. So all the medication does is really help with the symptom of heartburn. But patients who are on those medications still reflux just as much. Yeah. It's just non-acid reflux. And so really what the medication does is very good at controlling heartburn, but it masks the symptoms in the face of continued reflux.
Dr. Blair Job, Allegheny Health Network. Call 412-DOCTORS for more information. We appreciate your expertise, Doc. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
This show, by the way, is a leading cause of heartburn for many in the morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.